Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there, Tennessee fans. Wish I had some sadder music queued up. Tennessee falls to freaking Mizzou. Stadium of 61,000 people making some noise. Too bad Tennessee wasn't making any noise. We got a special show for you this week. Our once a year attendee. We'll introduce him here in just a minute. Thanks for listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. As always, you got the Duke, you got Bird. Special guest this week, Mr. Franklin, our resident Georgia fan. And yes, we do have him on the week prior to Georgia. That means that we are normal Tennessee fans, not crazy Tennessee fans that think everybody else is garbage. Not to mention, Franklin brings a huge insight into stats. I'm lucky enough to talk with him week over week without a mic, and the amount of knowledge he brings to it is insane. We do want to talk Tennessee football. We want to talk Tennessee basketball. Brazing through social media. Y'all know how social media is with as far as Tennessee goes after a loss. It's pointing fingers everywhere, here and there, everywhere. It's coaches. It's defense. It's the need to get rid of Tim Banks. It's this. It's that. Everyone, every couch coach gets out there. We're going to break it down by the numbers.
You are. I'm not.
Well, you're going to talk about what we break down on the
sure
numbers.
Yeah, you're gonna break it down. I'll just give you opinion on how we got so many dumb fans in our fan base.
No, I got opinions on that.
But before we get into it real quick, I want to give a shout out.
Oh,
long time listener.
Oh,
hit us with the blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
shout out to Eli. What's up, dude? We appreciate you listening to us every week.
Thank you Eli.
Next time you out there on the water ripping lips, catch a big one for me, man.
Tennessee fan base, I cannot wait to hear from a Georgia fan that lives in Tennessee.
And they bark at each other, so they definitely have an opinion.
You guys, we don't bark at everyone, just the opposite fan base.
No, if some Georgia fan doesn't have their mind right, you'll bark at him to get his ass in gear. I know how it works.
Yeah, it's called motivate and inspire. you put them on their game.
With a bark.
Put your smile on the Bulldogs play today. Go Dogs.
Yeah. Go on. Rah, rah.
Offensive struggles. I see all over defense this, defense that. I mean, it's Cody Schrader. He's number one in the league for a reason.
The Lollipop Guild.
And
how short he is.
We came from the same tribe.
Mm. The Munchkins. The Munchkins. The Lollipop Guild. He just grew up on the streets with the gangster Lollipop Guild guys. Out there shanking one another.
Giving prison tats.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Helen Keller looked like he did some drawings on his arm.
Going down the stat line, first downs, Tennessee 15, Mizzou 26. We're normally between that 20 and 30 range. So that already, the first line already shows offensive woes. Net yards rushing 83 for Tennessee, 255. But we only had 23 attempts where Mizzou had 51. So if we're the triple back threat, why did we only try to run it 23 times?
I thought we were playing scared. Looks scared to me.
Passing, I mean, as far as yardage goes, we were neck and neck with them. So it all come down to the run game. We only put up 350 total yards of offense, 530 for Mizzou.
Mm.
Three fumbles, two of them lost. Penalties, 95. We look like Alabama, except for when they're in Tuscaloosa. Then they only have 5 yards of penalties somehow.
Well, I mean, that was the first live ball penalty against a Tennessee opponent in, what, 3.5 games?
Yeah.
But I'm not a blame the ref kind of guy.
Like you've said, there's calls that can be made. Now, the blatant...
You could call hold on every play if they wanted to.
The blatant outside holds. That is a little sickening. It's... The no calls on those are a little sickening. When the same player has been horse-collared or, you know, arm choke-hold around the throat 3 weeks in a row uncalled, that's a little crazy.
We need to pull the mean machine and throw the football and hit the ref in the nuts.
Mean machine.
You know what I'm saying?
Mean machine.
I would go 3 and out to take, you know, 3 and out. Hit him in the nuts 3 times. It should get his mind right.
Throw different ones. Turn around. Throw it at the back judge.
I mean, Joe Milton, if he threw it as hard as he could, it would rupture the testicles.
Oh, there's so many ways we can go with that.
Elephantitis of the testicles.
So many ways. So many ways we can go with that. Tennessee only had the ball 20 minutes and 4 seconds away from 40 minutes for Mizzou. 5 of 13 third down conversions. This is not a defensive problem. This is, as we've said in losses in the past, this is a defense being on the field too bloody long. You're going to make mistakes when you're on the field that long. We still had 8 tackles for loss, 3 of those being sacks, which was they only had 4 tackles for loss and 1 sack. When you look at the drive chart, here's the problem. And I'm going to go back to Milton. And I'm not saying, I've always said Milton is an athletic quarterback. He doesn't have the mindset for it. They've had to throw up, change the playbook for him. First drive, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 drives under 30 yards. 5 of those, 4 of those under 10 yards. We both had 11 drives. Both teams had 11 drives. And we had some with 8, 13, 1, negative 3. The 3 and outs are insane. And then when you break this thing down play by play, it's short pass to the left, short pass to the right, short pass to the middle, short. It sounds like, my entire life. Short, middle, short, middle. Milton fumbled. Short left. Incomplete, short right, short middle. Do I have my point made here? Fumbled by Milton again. Incomplete, intercepted, pick 6. Short left, incomplete. Every bit of this comes from Milton.
You ain't going to try to sell me.
Now, do we have the talent at wide receivers we had last year? No.
We don't have the talent anywhere except for maybe running back position.
When you go through play-by-play, it says deep pass 1 time. and that was the touchdown throw. Other than that, we did not have a deep reception. Matter of fact, I would have to comb through it again, but I don't even think it said deep pass incomplete.
I will say that I hate AstroTurf. It should be illegal.
So does Georgia. If we want to have a common item with a Georgia fan, it's turf.
I don't know where he went. He's gone.
I had to put the dogs up.
I thought you might have run out of beer.
Oh, no. I was so scared.
Wait on to go. Oh, that too.
Yeah.
So we said one item that we can agree on is that we both hate turf.
Yeah. And Vanderbilt Stadium with their, like, two cranes holding a scoreboard up that's going to get blown away in the wind.
It just proves to me that the University of Missouri doesn't have enough money to keep a grounds crew on staff. So, let's just throw some AstroTurf out there. No upkeep. You know.
It's like putt-putt golf. You never know where the hole's going to be. Like, there's sure. a clown in the middle of it. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like when Happy Gilmore's trying to learn golf. That's basically what their turf is.
I legitimately had to Google where Columbia, Missouri was. It's pretty much Kansas.
I mean, yeah, it's Satan's butthole. Like, it's not a place.
I mean, it looked dreary there yesterday.
It did. Yes, that it did.
Like, we have Rock City in Chattanooga, and they call that Rock City. I mean, it's pretty much not the same place.
They call it Rock Sidelines, Rock End Zones.
Like, my high school had that too. My high school had East spelled out in the rocks in the end zone.
I think Eagleville has that as well.
Pronounce it correct.
Eagleville. A little positive note before we jump into what apparently Heupel was not given when he started. I do want to pop over to Tennessee basketball just for a second. 2-0. Got to love their win at Wisconsin. My boy, Connect. That falls for you, Duke. With I know you like the killer last names. Dalton Connect.
Yep.
He connected for 24 points.
Connect four.
He 36 minutes in the game. He played a lot. 7 for 9 on the free throws for him. 5 for 7 for Triple J and 14 points. They were not too bad. Only 50% field goals, 3 points, 5 for 17. You know, Tennessee usually lives or dies by the three. Less than 30% on the threes. Not too great. They gotta get that fixed.
Yeah, 3-pointers, double edged sword.
Mm. And 82% from the free throw. That looks good.
I also like to strangle whoever approved that on. I mean, I have a Peacock login, so it doesn't bother me. But the amount of people asking for my login, it should be a crime to do that.
Yeah, to put it only on, yeah.
Yeah.
You mean you don't want to pay for the Big Ten Network?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Neither did they. It's kind of like Ducktown.
It's quite a good place. Leave it alone.
Didn't know it was there.
Yeah, it's nice.
13 minutes in, before we go to break, we have to send this out, and got to do this one really good because we got to make clips of it and get it on social media. Josh Heupel, amazing year last year, but I think him taking the job, he was not made aware of fan base expectations. One of those expectations, number one, you have to beat, in any given year, either Florida, Alabama, or Georgia. There's wishes, there's hopes, and there's musts. you must be one of the three each year. We would love to have two or three, but you have to beat one of them.
That's stupid expectations for what we've dealt with for the past 20 years. Stupid expectations.
We know that you're going to lose a rough one on the road. Road is very hard to go. But road in Tuscaloosa, hard. Road in Swamp, hard. Road in Athens apparently has gotten very hard over the past 4 or 5 years. Prior to that, not a very loud stadium.
Loudest in the SEC.
Oh, is it though?
I would have to think that Tiger Stadium would have to say something about that.
Little Baton Rouge at night?
Yeah. I mean, Baton Rouge, it's overrated. LSU is way overrated.
You're going to lose a tough one on the road. Getting blown out in a crowd of 61,000, not acceptable.
Dobbins been at high school?
Not acceptable. I mean, what's next? Lost to Vandy at home? Lost to Vandy at Vandy?
See, I think you fall under the hat of out of context Tennessee fan right now, because look at, I mean, the only reason he's catching so much flack is because we went 10-2 last year. If he'd have went 6-6 last year, he could have went.
I'm not saying that he's not the guy. I mean, there's stupid people out there calling for this man's head. I'm not saying he's not the guy. I'm saying there are expectations that you should hit, you know, that you need to know about as a Tennessee coach.
As a third party man, like, bowl eligibility should have been your expectation.
The man, I said that at the first episode of the year, I said 8-4.
He exceeded everything. So if you all go 9-3 this year, that's amazing. Like,
you know, there's only one road to 9, right?
That's through you.
Wait, y'all play last?
Vanderbilt.
Yeah, and then game and boom.
Oh, you're talking about with postseason. Okay.
Yeah,
like your freaking Music City Bowl.
I'm not, dude, I will not watch another Music City Bowl.
Yeah.
Liberty Bowl.
Duke Mayo Bowl.
I'd say that. But no, what I'm saying is I said it off before we started, that as bad as we have to take the pill and swallow it, we are a mid program in the SEC, have been for 10 years, and it's probably going to stay like that forever, especially with Oklahoma and Texas coming in. There is only, before Oklahoma and Texas came in, there's really only four elite coaching jobs in the SEC. Two in the East, two in the West. Alabama, LSU in the West. Florida, Georgia in the East. Tennessee is just like every other school in the SEC, minus Vanderbilt, when it comes to coaching.
And
A&M has the money, but A&M has stunk forever. We're just mids. We just got to accept it. We're going to come in and we'll finish. We'll have one good year every 8 years. We can't be firing people left and right or requesting to fire people left and right.
Oh, it's crazy. He definitely does not need to be fired.
Our fan base has to be the worst in America, and I'm a part of it. When it comes to that crap.
I agree.
I'm being honest. Like, it makes me mad when I see these people say, like, oh, they need to do this. Buddy, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
I said 8-4. I mean, we're way ahead of schedule. Last year was a fluke.
Last year was just talent.
And Missouri is better than us this year. Missouri is arguably the third best team in the SEC. Arguably.
I would agree 100% on that.
I mean, LSU beat them. I'm right. But I'm saying arguably, that any given day, Missouri could beat pretty much everybody except Georgia.
So you've got Georgia at 7-0, Alabama at 7-0. Ole Miss and LSU both at 5-2.
I'd say Missouri would blow the doors off Ole Miss.
And Mizzou comes in there at 4-2.
Yeah, Missouri is better than Ole Miss.
Missouri's better than everybody but Georgia, but Bama maybe.
LSU beat them, so you got to give LSU the upper hand right now. But like I said, that any given time, it could have been the other way around.
Yeah, LSU got them, I think, by 10. Yeah, 10 points.
Daniels is probably the best player in the nation. because everybody else on the LSU team stinks.
It's all on him. Arm yeah. or legs, it's all on him.
But Melrose the same way at Alabama. He figured it out.
19 minutes in, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about the dogs at Neyland.
Dogs on top.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, Vols fans, let's be honest. Do you really trust where the meat comes from at your local grocery store? With all the fillers and preservatives out there and their unknown long-term issues, why not take a little stress off of your grocery list? More and more people are going back to the farmers for their local eggs, vegetables, fruits, honey. Teague Premium Beef offers a local solution to a nationwide problem. Simply visit bellbucklebeef.com to select your cuts and choose the processor nearest you. Teague Premium Beef will deliver grass-fed, grain-finished beef to that processor. Why take chances on the unknown? Choose local. Choose Teague Premium Beef. Welcome back, Tennessee fans. First half of the show down, and we're going to bring the guys in and talk about the next week. That is what week is that, 12?
Mm. It's almost over, thank goodness.
Mm.
I don't have stress no more. Listen to a bunch of bums out there.
Now, what we're not going to do this week is waste a whole bunch of time talking about Chattanooga at Alabama, UL Monroe at Ole Miss.
I think Southern Miss beats Mississippi State. That's just, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
More cowbell.
What about Abilene Christian beating A&M? You think that can happen?
No.
So we only have a couple games to talk about.
New Mexico State might beat Auburn. And let's go Gators. Come on, Gators. I hate Eli Drinkwitz.
I would really like Florida to win that one. However, right. However,
I bet Eli Drinkwitz's dad fought in the war on the wrong side. Just a guess.
Let's hit these two games since we're talking about it. Florida at Missouri. I've got Mizzou 35-24. Franklin?
41-26.
41-26?
Yeah.
Miz?
Yeah. Like, Florida's terrible.
Yeah, Florida doesn't score. Florida doesn't score that much, guys.
Oh.
They score 10 points. They score 10 points.
10.
Yeah, 49-10.
So they're going to put it on them worse than they did us. That's what you're saying.
I mean, I would hope to God.
Where's it at?
Missouri. At Missouri.
That Missouri.
I don't think that might be one of the only places in the SEC that doesn't have a home field advantage. They're in the same aspect as Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt's got the home field advantage.
If you're the away team.
Yeah, if you're the other team. Kentucky visiting South Carolina.
That might be a good game.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're a Kentucky fan, I got a Kentucky 35-28.
Are you just reading the Vegas odds and coming up with the spread?
Nope.
28-21 Cats.
Hadn't looked at them yet.
28-21 Cats. I never look at them.
It's going to be like a 30-12 game. South Carolina's not going to pull. No, they're going to be awful.
30-12 Kentucky?
Kentucky. Kentucky is the name.
It just depends on how lubed up the cockpit gets.
I mean, we're out of cocktober.
So and it is. Well, remember, their whole thing right now is remember November. Remember what we did last November. Ooh. We beat Tennessee and Clemson.
Butch Jones 2.0 at South Carolina. I say it every man. Week, but it is true.
So
my man can sell ice to an Eskimo.
Watching his pregame on SEC Network, I was just like, wow, this is why the Duke said that this guy's a humongous doucher. Like, he was horrible.
He'd be really good at Ponzi scheme.
For losing a game. He blamed hot dogs for losing a game. Kicked a wall and broke his foot. And then giggled about it in a press conference. He's a 12-year-old coach at a college football team. Like, he needs a special helmet to go to Chuck E. Cheese's, like, when he goes out there.
I mean, I can understand why CBS would pick this game of the week, because the rest
tell
of them.
Tell me they don't want to watch FIU in Arkansas?
The rest of them are just garbage. Number 2, Georgia at... What did Tennessee fall to? I saw 21 in
the AP poll, they're 20th.
Okay.
I guess the football playoff poll, which means nothing now, is tomorrow.
It's
to us anyway.
Isn't it Tuesday night?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
I think it's Tuesday night. The last time Georgia came to Neyland, it was what, like a 30-point beating?
Yeah, they beat the brakes off of us, right?
Yes.
It was a beautiful thing.
It was a good game to watch. I was there. Really good game to watch. I'm not going to be one of the guys that says start Nico, because that would be stupid.
That is the stupidest thing we could do this week, is start Nico.
But... I'm not going to say that I wouldn't like to see him.
I like to see him on the sidelines and no pads.
Remember the last time like a highly rated 4 or 5-star played against Georgia? That'd be Florida with AR-15. It ruined his life. Like, it ruined the rest of his collegiate career. So, no, do not start Nico.
You don't start Nico. Not at
night. Yeah, it's you. Legitimately, you're risking his career like mentally. I mean, I'm not BSing. Do it.
Don't. You do not start him here.
The season is over.
Yes.
If you want to talk about an irrational Tennessee fan, which there's plenty of them out there.
There are.
If you don't go to the SEC championship, then it don't fucking matter. Oh, excuse me. It don't matter anyway.
Beep.
Sorry, I really didn't mean to do that.
It's okay. I'll just mark this one explicit. Keep going.
But you get what I'm saying, though, right? Like, if you ask the irrational folks, if you don't win the SEC East, it doesn't matter anyway.
It doesn't matter.
So we were out of it after Florida, so we might as well have
to start even playing. When Ole Miss, and I know we played prior to this, but when Ole Miss got stomped, then it didn't matter, you know.
At the vault. They got stomped at the vault.
Which, speaking of, last week, you picked the Dogs closer. And you picked, of course, Mizzou to beat Tennessee.
I was right. I knew. I know.
I had the
other. I also, like I said, 8-4. I said that when we first started the season, 8-4.
I had the other 5 games. One of them, just closer picks. But the Auburn game, I picked Auburn. And I said 10.
I picked Vanderbilt. How stupid am I?
Did you pick Vandy?
I sure did.
Did Vandy play this? Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. I wrote Carolina.
I picked South Carolina. I thought I picked Vanderbilt. Might have to go listen to the show because I thought I picked Vanderbilt.
I can't tell if that says Carolina or Commodore.
I'm pretty sure I picked Vanderbilt.
You probably did.
Yeah, just because I hate
make your picks off hate.
I do. I do. I legitimately pick off of hate.
So yesterday morning, a little shout out to my eldest child. Yeah, we wrote down. I wrote down all the games. I said, everyone make your picks. He went 7 for 7. He picked Auburn. He picked Mizzou.
He probably just listened to Paul Feinbaum.
Got to give him a shout out for that. Send him a Tennessee Fan Talk t-shirt.
No, you just pay for the roof he lives under, so you're good.
There you go. Georgia, Tennessee, let's make our score prediction and then talk about what has to be done. I have a feeling I know what all three of these scores are going to be, so we're going to talk about what can Tennessee do to be disruptive. I've got Georgia 55-13.
Damn it.
I don't even hate you that bad. I'm a 42-17 kind of guy. God almighty.
And I have a Bert, as we were talking before the show, I changed my mind.
Okay.
56-10.
And the,
I mean, we only put 7 up on Missouri. It is plausible to think that we only put up 3 more against Georgia, and Georgia puts
I'm in the same
20-some more on us.
Mine is first quarter, you know, just someone breaks through, you know, breaks free something. Somehow we score a touchdown in the first, and then there's just 2 field goals the rest of the game.
You guys are going to score first. You will. You're going to score a touchdown real quick, and everybody's going to have hope and kneeling and throw their hands up and be all excited. And then Georgia's like, oh, shit. Okay, let's not do this anymore.
You remember at the beginning of the season when people were saying Georgia can't play 2 halves?
Yeah, that was me. And Mike Bobo turned me into a liar. That man can call an offense. Because I'm a liar.
Because they're fitting 5 quarters of football into 4.
Just 5 scores.
I'll tell you what, we definitely played scared last week against Missouri. Mm-hmm. We better not play scared against Georgia because it don't dang matter no more.
Mm-mm.
Like, the first time it was 4th and whatever, and we decided to take a delay game and punt, I'm like, oh, boy. Here we go.
I love, was it Tim? It may have been Tim Bradley, which hopefully we have him on the show next weekend. He is I tried to get him on last week, I believe it was, and he was tied up with doing some military training. Thank you for your service, Tim. What did you say right before that? Because I just went straight behind, blank. Oh, he was talking about Heupel and or coaching in general is that of like a middle school coach.
Yeah, it's like Bobby Hill's actually coaching the team. It's like he's scared to touch girl. He's scared to do anything. I mean, he's just.
This timeout is brought to you by Strickland Propane. The Strickland Propane call to the bullpen for the baseball team.
Baby Hill.
Where we sell propane and propane accessories.
So you got Brock Bowers back. They're going to have to put, I mean.
Do you understand, like, how much that is to get him back? That's week recovery, and he's back in less than 3. Scoring touchdowns.
He's probably friends with Aaron Rodgers, and they're doing that peyote together.
I hope to God he is. Like that kid's
ayahuasca. Super... That's what it's called. I couldn't remember what it was called, so I said peyote.
Speaking of peyote,
as long as he's dropping touchdowns, I don't care.
I mean, someone that looks like they're doing peyote is Beck. But
no, he looks like
he's doing
Mahadu America. he's bigger than Mahadu America. He really is.
But he looks good.
Oh, he's top five quarterback in the nation.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And he sat behind Stetson Bennett.
I saw that he made an appearance.
But he
could
still see over him, right, when he was sitting behind him?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
But didn't Stetson get arrested a couple weeks ago?
No, he had to go back to rehab. Like, dude's an alcoholic and that shit. So.
Aren't we all?
We are.
In some shape or form.
And when this podcast gets big enough and y'all get famous, then your life will be in the spotlight too.
Then
there's a better chance of a snowball lasting a day in hell than that ever happened.
I don't know. Bird's trying real hard.
Real hard.
I hope we get there, but we got to do more than just football.
Got to do more than football. Hence the basketball portion of the show.
Hit the breaking news. I watched the end of the Lady Vault game the other day, and I regretted it.
Oh, the one where they lost at the end?
By 1 point.
Against Florida State?
Yeah, but I was like, what am I doing watching a women's basketball game?
What happened to your women's basketball game jerseys you were supposed to wear?
They just have a little blue accent on the arms and the socks. Yeah, we can't give it too much to the women.
I mean, it was cute. It was periwinkle.
Hey, at least the Lady Balls basketball team has won a natty. Men has not, as far as basketball goes, men have not made it past Elite Eight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, are you looking at Facebook posts to see who's won natties for Tennessee?
No, that's just a known fact.
I don't think Georgia has either, have they?
What, basketball?
Yeah.
God, no. They're terrible.
I was waiting on to go, we got a basketball team?
Well, yeah.
I mean, South Carolina has just become the University of Tennessee because they're so good at women's basketball and nothing else.
They are really good at women's basketball. Really good. Now you're going to make me look up.
Hey, at least we have a national championship winning coach.
Who did Georgia
lose to? He did have Kevin Durant on the team that he coached, but who cares?
Who did Georgia lose to last?
No, I'm looking at basketball.
It's probably us.
Oh. Like the Nashville School for the Deaf or whatever it is over there. Right. We're that bad.
And rolling back, so Franklin has taken serious notes. He knew that he's coming on the show and wanted to be very prepared. So he keeps telling me that he took copious notes.
Copious notes.
Great word.
27.
And for the podcast listeners, before this goes out on social media, it's just a sheet of paper that says 27 in a row. So, rolling back 26 games ago, who was their last loss to?
That'd been Alabama.
Alabama.
In the SEC championship. Before that, it would have been South Carolina at home in 2019, or no.
That's now, we beat y'all with the Hail Mary.
That was an 18.
Wasn't an 18? I think that's the thing.
That's the last time you lost at home?
That's the last time Tennessee beat us.
The last time y'all...
Oh, wow.
South Carolina was the last time I lost at home.
Josh Dobbs to Juwan Jennings was 2016.
So, see, I spit straight facts. 27 in a row, 2016, I'm good.
Oh, I know that as the day Butch Jones cried again. It was the floor.
What if Heupel comes out in orange slacks?
In his Dooley britches?
Well, I want
to see Anthony Kill to get those slacks. Like, he's a big boy.
He's a national championship quarterback. No. He's just got a little low T going on. It's fine.
He's got them bitch tits.
He's got a little low T. Get him in the men's clinic.
He need to get him like some Nugenics or whatever.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
But it's true.
He probably eats 12 fruit by the foots every day. Have you ever noticed his tongue's always red?
It really is. He's getting his fruits and vegetables in.
He's eating 12 fruit by the foot, strawberry flavored, every day.
I thought he's a Swedish fish man.
That very well could be it as well.
What'd you have today? A little small mouth?
I've had 5 bags of Swedish fish.
I'm on the carnivore diet. I just need protein. Here's my little red fish.
Red meat fish.
Red number 3. Red dye number 3.
Oh, Lord.
Or he likes gushers, which I can understand why.
Oh, Mike.
No, we're not talking about Michigan State's coach.
That's pretty good. Old gusher.
Hey, who's the next head coach of Texas A&M? Because I want to give a clap.
Yes. Who is it? Kevin Sumlin.
Congratulations, Jimbo Fisher. Enjoy your retirement and $77 million.
Him and Ed O are on a beach somewhere going,
no, Jimbo's going to be the next intern at the University of Alabama.
Yes. He can go to the coaches.
He's going
to
take the West Virginia job.
Well, he'll lose that money then, right? He can't take another coaching job.
He can take any coaching job he wants to, but if he wanted to say, I'll coach for a dollar a year, that's it. Like, he can coach for a dollar a year and still get his full pay from A&M.
Oh. I mean, I think saw the writing on the wall about after game 2, and he's like, you know what? I'll just milk this out until they fire me.
I'm just going to just do my thing.
Let me hire Bobby P. Because
I rode on the back of Bobby P's motorcycle.
He's like, you want to ride over Tennessee, see Bobby Hill? Bobby P.
Bobby P. So. Bobby. But anyway, rode on the
sorry,
back.
Bird. You can end it. We just didn't say anything about it.
You got to give the people the laughs.
I mean, A&M's job is about as equal as a Tennessee job. Their fan base is probably just as crazy as ours, and they stink just as bad as us. We both have T's on our helmet.
We do.
Y'all don't dress up in, like, fake military uniforms, though. Like, Tennessee, cool, you want to be volunteers, you want to wear a coonskin hat, that's fine. These kids think they're in the military. There is no ROTC. There is no military branch associated with A&M. They just dress up like Army kids. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Do they play airsoft?
Probably. And cosplay.
They're a bunch of furries. I mean, their mascot is a dog.
Yeah, so is y'all. So is mine.
True. But they're I know that something about their dog is the highest ranking member at the school. So, like, you know, they play the cosplay army wear, and if the dog runs into your room and it gets in your bed, you got to do push-ups because it has rank over you.
They literally have a dog general that's in charge of the entire university.
Yep. And his name's Lassie.
For real?
No, it's not, I don't know what his name is, but it looks like Lassie.
It's like Jimbo fell down the well, Lassie.
So, in 1876, you know, it was Agriculture Mechanical College of Texas, or A&M for short. Now, the letters means nothing.
It doesn't mean agriculture and mechanical. I thought that's what it meant.
It said originally, but the letters, this is on their website. Today, the letters no longer explicitly stand for anything.
No, because they got whatever, the certification that all the Big Ten wants. to be one of their colleges. Hmm. You got a starts with an N, like
the dog's name is Revel X.
Revel 10.
Yeah, Revel 10. It's the
No, that's why they had to drop A&M because they had to get some kind of certification that like all the Big Ten schools and Florida State and all those other have.
Oh.
Some kind of
I guess it stands for acting manly.
So it was established in 1876 as a military institution, and the Corps of Cadets has played an important part of the history and development. While membership is now voluntary, the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets form the largest uniform body of students outside of U.S. military academies.
So they're basically Boy Scouts.
Well, it's bad enough that on the FAQ website, they had to put in here, what is the 12th man?
Well, you're only allowed 11 on the field.
Who is the 12th man?
What is the 12th man?
Why is the 12th man?
How is the 12th man? Who's on first? What's on second?
Jim's not anymore. He gone.
He go. Yeah, he's no longer the
interim head coach at Texas A&M is going to be Johnny Manziel. I bet my money's on the guy from Oregon, whatever that feller's name is.
Dan Lennon.
Yeah, that guy.
Elijah Robinson is going to step in as the interim and play his first game against Abilene Christian.
How do you win 51-20 and get fired? Like, that's the question you got to ask yourself. Like, he beat off Mississippi State and still got fired.
Well, Mississippi State, figuratively and literally, doesn't have a head coach. He's in heaven. Maybe.
Zach Arnett's like, okay. Or whatever his name is.
He'll be gone in a year or two.
Athlon Sports says the options are Kalen DeBoer from Washington, Mike Elko from Duke, Lane Kiffin, not happening.
Lance Leopold or Elko would be your only
Chris
options.
Chris Kleiman. Dan Lanning is on here as an option. Lance Leopold, Jeff Traylor. Jamie Chadwell from Liberty. Rhett Lashley.
I don't think Oregon could pay Lanning what he needed to stay if A&M really comes hunt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would. I mean,
they don't have A&M money.
They do. They have Nike money. It's stupid. Like
A&M's got more.
They do. Look,
Google it, Bird. Give me the endowment of both schools. I bet A&M is twice as much as Oregon.
So let's say Kirby Smart and Nick Saban are your highest paid coaches, and they're, let's say, $10 million a year to keep numbers simple. Mm-hmm. Already has $150 million that they're having to pay Jimbo essentially because of his buyout and all his coaching staff's buyout.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have an investment of like at least $300 million to go get a new coach. You're telling me Oregon can't like hit $1 million? Like if they're offering Lanning $8 million, Oregon can't offer him $7 a year?
15 universities with the biggest endowments. Harvard, Yale,
Stanford,
Princeton, MIT, Pennsylvania, A&M, Notre Dame, Michigan, Duke, Washington University in St. Louis.
I didn't tell you so, but I told you so.
I didn't say they didn't have endowment. I'm just saying, are they going to pay him $20 million?
Wait a minute. Here's one you're not expecting. Vanderbilt, Virginia, and Cornell.
Yes, A&M would pay whatever it takes if they want to be competitive. Money is not an option at the University of Texas A&M. Texas A&M University, whatever.
Playing that, but you can go get Lance Leopold from Kansas for $5 million a year versus Lanning, you're going to have to pay
7.
Probably making the highest paid head coach.
Probably so.
Like, you would have to literally have a second-year head coach as the highest-paid head coach in all of college football to get him away from Oregon.
That's a pretty easy gig on the left coast. Oregon's a pretty easy gig on the left coast.
Oregon's a super easy gig because they're going to the Big Ten, so it's even easier than the Pac-12 was. Like, you have
Bart, are you still recording?
Oh, yes.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be a three-hour episode.
We haven't even talked about Georgia, Tennessee.
Yeah, so
we don't have to because y'all are going to beat the brakes off of us.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing because we're the Benjamin Button of football.
Oregon endowment is $1.4 billion, where A&M's was like $35
billion. We're not going to put that into a football coach, I promise you.
I just knew A&M had stupid money.
They do have stupid money. There's oil money in there, Bo.
Yeah, it's oil money.
They went out in the fields and be like, here's the Tuesday fund. Get it. Go fire Jimbo.
Yeah. Legitimately, they could probably stroke him a check right now for $77 million. Say, here, go have fun.
Well, the way his contract's structured, though, they only have to pay him like 22.
Oh, I thought it was 77.
Eventually, but it's... The rest of it's paid off, like, for the rest of the 10 years.
So it's like Bobby Bolina money in the Major League Baseball.
Tennessee knows all about owing coaches money for a long time.
So does Auburn. Chris
Jones.
Who paid off Fulmer 2 years before we hired him back.
What's he doing now? Is he working at ETSU?
Pat Phil?
Pat Phil's working at the peanut stand in section XX.
He's selling propane and propane accessories right now.
We're going to end the podcast recording, guys. Thank you for tuning in to this extra long, extra funny episode.
That's what she said. Oh,
God. Wherever you are, we are. Make sure you go down there, hit the link to go to our link tree, schedule yourself for an episode. Hit us up on social media, all that. You know how it goes. Go Vols.
Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
I did it too.
Dawgs will hunt.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save.